Well, I was riding around on one of them sleeping cars coming here. Long in the night, I saw some fella rummaging around under my bed. And I looked out just in time to see a fella going away with my boots. Well, I know the way the train was running. He couldn't get off with him without breaking his neck. And about a half an hour, he brought him back. I guess they didn't fit him. Well, I was sort of glad he took him, for he had him all shined up, snickered, and a new pin whistle. Well, I never wore in a town in my life. Well, everybody was so glad to see you. What makes you feel at home and be sociable, like they are here in Boston? I'm chock full of sociability, too. I've been going up one street and down the other, getting sociability, 10 cents of sociable. Well, I guess I've seen about everything you got to see here in Boston. I've seen Bunker Hill Monument, your new library, new people, and I've had the awful time of riding around in the gears through that new cellar what you got here. Well, the other day I was starting over here alongside one of your churches, and I noticed a row of little tombstones there. On one of them it said, Esther Brown, beloved wife of James Brown. On another it said, Prudence Brown, beloved wife of James Brown. On another it said, Thankful Brown, beloved wife of James Brown. Well, I said, Jimmy, old boy, you had put a lively sign while you were in Boston, didn't you? Then I noticed another one on it. It said, Sarah Ann Brown, beloved wife of James Brown. On another it said, Matilda Brown, beloved wife of James Brown. Then I noticed a little insignificant tombstone, and on it it said, James Brown at rest.